You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and we've got a lot to talk about today, including Kathy Hochul, who will be on with us sometime after 10:30, and you're going to be able to help me out with this interview. Oh, not that I need any help, but I'm welcoming help. You got it? Meanwhile, I thought we'd start off the show with something sent to me by my pal from third grade, Don Landry. He knows his music, and let me tell you, I thought we'd start with something light that he sent me last night. If you liked Margaritaville, you're going to love Coronaville. Roll tape.
Let me tell y'all a little story right here. Been sleeping in late, put on some excess weight. My wife says 5 days in this shirt is too long. Can't go to the bathroom, got nothing to wipe with, 'cause all of the toilet paper is gone. Wasting my day away in Coronaville, searching for one package of Angel Soft. Some people claim that this might be China's fault. I wish I was wiser, stocked up on hand sanitizer, bought an extra package of Charmin or two, three, four. At least we got Netflix, and we're stocked up on fish sticks. How can my kids say there's nothing to do? Wasting away today in Coronaville. Doctors say sometime soon this will pass. But if I'm honest, man, I know this is the longest anything made in China has been able to last. That's right.
A little musical interlude. Sounds like Bob Wills.
Stay away from that Chinese market, boy.
Let me tell you, my job has gone bye-bye. Non-essential must be why. President says he'll be sending some cash, but now it's up to Congress. There's no way that can help us. I'm sure they'll have a solution once the problem has passed. Mm-hmm. Wasting my day away in Coronaville, watching morons and hoarders have a panic attack. That's right. Some people claim it might be China to blame, but I think I'll just blame Democrats. Yes, and doctors say to just stay 6 feet away. Well, okay, I think I can do that. Y'all be safe out there now.
There you have it. I thought that was worth playing because it's a lot of fun. We occasionally need something to lift our spirits and make us smile. We'll take a break and return at the beginning of the Beach & Company show on WBEN. By the way, let's see. I'm getting caught up in the digital age, all right? I see about 9 doctors total, okay? Now you know why I'm in a high-risk area. And tomorrow I have my first virtual appointment with a doctor. Have either of you guys ever done a virtual appointment?
No, I have not.
How about you, Buzzy?
Back in my single days. No, I haven't done a virtual doctor's appointment, yeah. No.
And here's what I'm worried about. This is the only doctor that I see of the 7 that every time I see this doctor, she requires a urine sample. So am I supposed to, like, pee into the phone? I'm not really sure. I'm not anxious to do that. I think it might hurt my phone. But I'm going to, she'll say, cough. I've got a good, solid cough that sounds like I'm okay. I got it on digital. I'm going to feed that down the line. So I got that going on. Meanwhile, you like Guy Fieri, right, Tony?
Yeah. UNLV guy, a car guy, great food guy.
You're going to like him even more. He's got a show tonight at 9 o'clock called Guy's Grocery Games.
Best show on TV right now.
Is it really? Well, he's going to have a local guy on, a local guy named Camille. See, I when I got the note about this, I thought it was a woman because it's Camille. But no, he is an outrageous French pastry chef. And he will make a creamsicle that will make you dream. I don't know what he's going to cook, but a man named Camille, it's not a boy named Sue, but it's a man named Camille on Guy's Grocery Games tonight, and he's from Buffalo. So that's good.
That's pretty cool.
Well, and Camille's the second local talent to be on a Guy Fieri show, as you remember.
There was one before Camille?
Yes, as you remember, Joe Beamer made an appearance in 2009 on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Oh, you were on that show. I forgot about that. It's in your, I'm sure it's on your resume.
It's the first thing on my resume. Well, I'm sorry. Sandy Beach Show and then
Diners,
Drive-Ins, and Dives.
I love the way you suck up when you have to.
He signed my People magazine.
Did he really?
Yeah, there was a huge article about him, and he signed the front page with his picture on it. Still have it to this day.
Very nice. My claim to fame is that I happen to know Danny Neverth, and I think he's on the phone right now, desperately in search of a job. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how you doing, Sandy? Is there anything you can do to help me? Can you help me?
I don't know. What do you need help for?
Well, I'm thinking that I should go back and do weather again. I should be the weather guy because, when I did the weather on Channel 7, I did that noon weather, okay?
Yeah.
And I didn't know anything about weather. I just, I would say big words like anomalous propagation.
Oh, gee, that sounds like a sexual term. It's something you suffer, I think.
No.
I'm sorry, I have anomalous propagation. Oh, yeah? Take a hike.
I propagated four times. As a
I know you propagated and brought out four manly men, I'll tell you that.
Exactly. Well, listen. No, see, I did the weather, but I didn't know anything about it. I just put little funny movies things on. And
sure.
Then I would get the information from AccuWeather and pass it along, and people thought that I was like a meteorologist. I didn't even know how to spell meteorologist. But
why are you looking for a weather job?
You know, I'm going to call all the stations, okay? And hopefully I'll do an audition. But in the meantime, I want to help you with some stuff that people are wondering. You know, it's getting boring. I can't go out. I can't be with people.
Sure.
Listen to this. A 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle. It's not easy. A 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle. And I started on this last Friday, okay? And I've already got two pieces put together. It's great. It's moving right along, okay?
Have you sought psychiatric help? Has anybody talked to you about reality or what?
Is there something I could do online? Can I do a teleconference?
Well, yeah. It used to be Danny Moves My Fanny. I think you should move your fanny on TV. Look, Channel 2 has Weather Heather. Of course, they also have Sports Heather left, but they have Weather Heather and News Heather. So you could be, let's see, you could be Weather Dan.
Weather Dan.
That is, and move your fanny.
That is wrong. Yeah.
Then you could move your fanny.
Exactly. Okay, well, listen, I just one more thing I wanted to mention. I did go out the other day with a homemade mask made by my granddaughter and her mom. It's a really nice mask. And it looks like a mask that you might want to wear if you're robbing a convenience store. But anyway, I wore this mask, and there's a guy in the produce department who very friendly, always talks to me, always has little stories and things, and a really nice guy, right? Well, now because he's working around a lot of people, he has to be very, very careful. So he not only has one mask, but he has like another mask over that. And now he wants to talk to me, and here's what he said. He said,
oh, yeah, if you got a mask covering your mouth, that doesn't work out very well. No. Well, I'm sure that you got a lot of free time to work on fabulous comedic bits. And when you find one, be sure to call and let us know.
But you haven't changed. You're the same way.
Okay, okay, Danny. Have a nice day.
Goodbye.
Oh, I think he's getting stir crazy. Now, guys, Tony, you were saying a little tough for you today because you had a hard day's night last night. I didn't get much sleep.
Now, Samantha wanted to snuggle with Daddy, and she takes up most of the bed, and I didn't get much sleep.
So she kick and poke you in the eye, or what happened?
She just, you know, muscles me out of the way. You know, I'm lucky if I get a sliver of the end of the bed. You know how that goes.
Wow. Well, how about you, Buzzy? Did you get a good night's sleep? You're ready for a fabulous show today? Kathy Hochul's going to be on.
Yeah, not only did I get a good night's sleep, I got a good afternoon sleep as well. After my my tough physical workout I did on the stairs here at Corporate Parkway, I went home, passed out, and I was just going to sleep for like 30, 40 minutes and then play some video games. Slept for about 2.5 hours.
I listened to John Prine's song, woke up this morning, went to the kitchen, had breakfast, and died. That's the first lyrics of one of his songs. And I was listening to somebody sent me information that Kevin Bacon and his wife were singing John Prine songs online. I think it was Jack Cummings sent the information. So I went online, and Kevin and his wife, Kira Sedgwick, who's an actress, who are well-known, were singing a lot of songs with guitar, and I think that was a ukulele. Now, anytime somebody plays a ukulele, it's like playing a kazoo. You got to have fun with it. Ukuleles are fun. Marty Stewart can prove that, and that sort of thing. So I was listening to that. And how I fall asleep every night, I put my headphones on and set it up with my my music library on my phone, and it plays all night, and it wakes me up in the morning. Good way to do it. Tony, you ought to try that. Do you have any headphones at home?
Just the ones that I use for work.
Well, you can use those, sure. Put those on, and you'll fall asleep within, I say, three songs. Let yourself really enjoy it. I think it's Dr. Beach's sleep, either that or listen to PBS. Those are the two things that'll put you to sleep the fastest. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to you about talking about Kathy Hochul on News Radio 930 WBEN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Anyway, we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and lots to talk about today because if you were listening yesterday, the governor was at Roswell Park with his update. I don't really call it a press conference. A press conference is about a lot of different things. This is more like a virus update and the state of the state as far as the COVID-19 is concerned. And so what he was talking about is things that would obviously be important to us. But then near the middle to the end, he announced that what he was going to do was divide up the areas outside of New York City. New York City was one area, but then the others are going to be divided up to kind of get the lay of the land and check out the what's going on, what's not going on, and report back to him. In charge of Western New York was the Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, who is from Hamburg, and has been a public figure for a long time in Western New York. So she is in charge of surveying Western New York and then reporting back to the governor. So that's quite an obligation. And she's going to be on sometime after 10:30. You can imagine, one can only imagine, the amount of people knocking on her door, asking for a few minutes of her time, and that's what we got today. We have a few minutes of her time. Believe it or not, we got 10 minutes. So in a normal interview, which might be an hour, could be 3 hours, you can get a lot of questions in. You can't do that much in 10 minutes. But I'd like you to help me out. There's a couple of procedure things that I want to ask her right at the beginning of the interview with her, like what's different now than day before yesterday as far as your obligations to the governor. So I want to hear the process. Is she going to talk to people who are pushing one area or another to reopen? Are they going to talk to people about being able to have elective surgery? What kind of things is she going to accumulate? And then how is she going to report back to the governor? Is it going to be all digital numbers, just one number after another regarding the healthcare status, which he can get direct from the healthcare professionals, or is it going to be anecdotal? Is it going to be the story of a man who has or a woman who has a business that must get more aid within a short time or the business is going under? So those are the two first questions I intend to ask her. But after that, whatever time we have left, you could be very helpful. Maybe you don't have a job yet, and you're thinking, like a lot of people, why isn't this open? Now, I guess golf courses are open now, and a few other things, but not a lot, okay? So that's how we're going to start. But then I got the rest of the 10 minutes to ask whatever I'd like to ask, and she's very amenable to answering questions, and I'd like your assistance. So I want you to ask me or to tell me what you would like to ask. Now, obviously, there won't be many that I will be able to choose, so they have to be good beyond the question of when will we reopen. That's the big question. That's hanging over everybody's head. When will we reopen? And I guess we should try and get that in because there's no answer to it. I don't think they know when we're going to reopen. Those statistics have to be fresher than suggesting now and then in a couple of weeks into May come up with an answer. I think they want up-to-date information. They want anecdotal. They want all the digital information that's out there. So you can help me, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Let's start, because I got a couple minutes before the break, with Buzzy before he gets to the telephone. Give me a question you would like answered by Kathy Hochul, Buzz.
One that I would like answered?
Yeah.
Because the governor said we're doing regions, right? Western New York.
Yeah, Western New York.
Okay, but right now Erie County is close to their peak. Erie County is different than Western New York. Is there a plan where Western New York could start seeing open up, but Erie County might have to wait another week or two because of the increased numbers in this county?
Well, that's a good question. And keep in mind now, the metro of Buffalo, that's Erie County and Niagara County, is about 1 million people. And that doesn't even count the surrounding counties. I'm thinking like a radio guy now, the metro of Erie County and Niagara County. So you got all those others. You can imagine that in that large group of people that we would have a lot of different things. Tony, what would you want me to ask Kathy Hochul?
I would want to know, what are they looking at as far as what's the plan to get schools to reopen, get the kids back in class? What are they thinking if they have to cancel the rest of this year? What's it look like for the fall? And what will it take to get sports going again, whether it's high school or youth?
That's a good question, because he said the other day, as I recall, he said that some districts were talking about reopening, and he says they can't without him okaying it. And then he went into a long dissertation about what it takes to reopen a school district that is shut down.
Yeah, he said something about looking into, you know, what it would take to disinfect the buildings, the rooms, and things like that.
All that stuff, and he said it would take some time. So it's not a switch. They keep referring to it as, you know, a switch. Turn it on, turn it off. We say, okay, we're looking pretty good. Today is Wednesday. Let's all go back to school Monday. It's not that easy. Sometimes it might take longer depending on the district and what's going on. So I think you guys both would ask really good questions. Let's take a break, and then we'll see what the audience is thinking. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN. Let's go to line three. This is Jerry on a cell phone. Jerry, you're on WBEN. Hello, Jerry.
Yes.
Yes. What's on your mind today, Jerry?
Well, my question for Kathy Hochul is this. I'd like to know who she's going to look to locally for guidance and advice on getting this economy opened up here.
That's a really good question, because she's got to gather all of the information and then present our case to the governor. It'd be interesting to see who her go-to people are. Luckily, she's from here and has a history here, so she kind of knows a lot of that already as to who to talk to. But it'd be interesting for us to know who she talks to, because I'm sure everybody wants her ear. Jerry, that's an excellent question, and I promise I'll never say that again today. Thank you. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Have you noticed that, Tony? Every single question that's asked, the person being asked will say, that's a good question. Have you heard one person say, can't you come up with a better question than that?
Outside of President Trump, no.
Yeah, that question sucks. I'm not even going to bother talking to you. Get out of my room.
You're fake news.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to line four. This would be Diane in Buffalo. Diane, you're on WBEN.
My question is, what are the Democrats going to do to prevent something like this from happening again? Destroying everybody's life. And even if people open their businesses, you know, a lot of people are going to be afraid to even go out of their houses to go to those businesses.
Yeah, that's true. It seems to me like there's too much politics involved with this now. Not that that's a surprise. When you got that kind of money in play and you got that many favorite little projects you'd like to get done, you can see where a lot of it would get siphoned off and not go to its determined place. Thank you, Diane. Thank you very much. That's an excellent question. See, I just said it again. I'm just seeing if you're paying attention.
Interesting.
Very interesting. See, that's what George Norrie does. George has it cornered. George Norrie is an excellent broadcaster. He knows how to keep the people's attention, but he gets a lot of crackpots that call him. If you're listening to George at 3 a.m. and you're on hold, you got to have a screw loose. But anyway, George will get a crackpot on there and he'll listen to this whole rant. And at the end, he doesn't really want to reply to it. He'll go, "Oh, interesting." It's my favorite George Norrie reply. All right, let's see. What do we got? Yeah, we got time for another one. Got another Jerry. We already had one Jerry. This is a second Jerry. Jerry in Tonawanda, you're on WBEN.
You need to ask her. The tracers that are, if the deaths go way down, Cuomo said yesterday that they're going to have to, the next step would be, okay, we got the A-positive people. Now we got to put tracers on them and see who they've been in contact with. And ask her if, does that mean they're still going to wait to open things up? Because I think Cuomo's just prolonging everything, and they don't want to open up anything. They just...
He said yesterday, Jerry, they're going to have to bring in thousands, that was his number, of tracers. Thousands of people... On the prowl to see who was in contact with whom. Now, where he gets these thousands of people, I have no idea, because a lot of people who have volunteered are already in the field volunteering. I assume he'd want some fresh faces. I have no idea where they're going to come from.
Yeah, and I think he's just prolonging it. That's absurd. And I think she's just a puppet here for Cuomo. And she will not give a direct answer to any of the questions you ask her because she's not going to commit to it, and she's just here to give FaceTime. And
one thing I do want to know from her, is she going to prepare a written report, or is it going to be anecdotal? I don't know which should be more effective. I would assume for something of this magnitude, there'd have to be some kind of written report. And is she, another question I intend to ask, is she going to make a recommendation, or is she just going to round up the facts as she finds them and present him with the facts? I think it's important to know that she knows the area, which is important. We could be dealing with somebody who doesn't, but at least she does and probably knows a lot of the movers and shakers and people to talk to. Thank you. Thank you for the call. What do you think, Tony? Where would those thousands of tracers come from? People who say this person says you have it. Yes, you have it. Who were you in contact with? And you name 10 people, and those 10 people have to name 10 other people. I mean, this can get very much out of hand very quickly, trying to trace down who you and the people that were in contact with you were in contact with other people. Where do you think you'd get that?
I don't know, but
people.
What good is it if, let's say, you don't remember there's somebody, or you forget, leave off a name, and then that person had gotten it and spread it on and so on and so on?
Yeah, because not only do you have to have a name, but you have to have a time frame. Like, I could tell you the only person I've had contact with is Bernadette, because she is my fiancé. So she has the number one contact. Beyond that, I haven't been out of the house. I think once in the last 3 weeks to go to the bank, go to the post office and go to the bank. That was it. Okay. Let's take a break. And yes, it will be Rush Limbaugh. You love Rush Limbaugh. We'll take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to Kathy Hochul sometime after 10:30. Give me some things you would like to know that I could ask her about. We only have her for 10 minutes. That's it. So we've got to be precise on this interview. We'll be back with more after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.